In general, we seek stimulation, whether it's horror movies or bungee jumping or roller coasters. We simply seek stimulation. Going to see a horror film is very much like jumping in the water but keeping one hand on the dock. We're safe. We know we're safe, and we're going to expose ourselves to some amount of danger. But we also know at any point we can open our eyes and look around us and see the exit signs, see perhaps a friend or a loved one sitting next to us. So it's a very safe way to indulge in this kind of stimulation, feel some of its power, but also get out quickly if we need to. And of course, there are huge individual differences in that. You couldn't get me on a roller coaster, and you perhaps would spend an entire afternoon on them. So there are individual differences.
So don't worry if you're not a horror buff. We're all a little bit different. But why would taking your fear circuits for a test drive give you a buzz? I asked Annemieke Apurgis Houter what's going on in the brain.
All of these systems that are also involved in fight or flight modes also activate your system to be more aroused. And it, to be in this state is also very similar to, has overlap with other states of more positive types of arousal. So in essence, to have a bit of this extra adrenaline running through your system can also afterwards make you feel nice, especially if you then realize that you're not actually in danger.
So some, but not all of us, love to be spooked. And as Hank said, the scarier the film, the better it can do at the box office. So for the second half of the programme, I'll be investigating more about how filmmakers use sound to scare us and whether science can make our movies more terrifying.